And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High with you this morning. And with it being 8:30, it's time for Coffeyville's Reawakening in its studio. And in studio with me this morning is Denise York. Good morning, Denise. How are you doing?
Morning, Kyle. Doing pretty good.
All right. So a few things going on, and we'll go ahead and get it started. Of course, the Midland, they're doing their raffle right now for a birdhouse that is basically a mini version of the actual Midland, correct?
Absolutely. And so that raffle ends tomorrow. I mean, they're drawing tomorrow. So this is probably your last day to get your tickets if you need them. I know Sam's got them down at the Visit Coffeyville office or the chamber. And any board member, they're $1 a piece. So get a chance to get a birdhouse. And you know, you can put them on the mantle right now. I know it's too cold to put them outside,
right,
but I don't think I'd put it outside anyway. I mean, it's just really nice.
Yeah, like I said, put it on the mantle, and it could be actually a pretty cool Christmas decoration.
Yeah, I think if you got it, though, you wouldn't want to give it away.
No, that's something you're going to keep. You're just going to put it, you know, with the decorations on the mantle. So
right.
I have sent to visit the Midland. Also, coming up on November 19th is Match Day.
Right. The Midland participates in Match Day, so it's how we get a lot of our endowed fund, you know, funded. So don't forget that. And I know this year they've got a drive-through down here at the bank on 8th Street, so I'm sure there'll be a lot more information on that coming out. But don't forget your favorite 501c's in the area.
Exactly. Yep. Because anything that you donate, they will match that. I think, is it equally up to a certain amount?
Up to a certain point. I think there's a percentage that you know, goes across the board.
But still helps out quite a bit, though, all the 501c's.
It's really helped us out a lot.
So be sure to look out for that coming up on November 19th. Of course, we'll have more details about that the closer that it gets. And then, of course, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, I don't have the numbers today for Coffeyville's Together. Mm-hmm. I forgot to get them from Janie. So hopefully next week we'll have an update and go from there.
And I think those will really start ramping up the closer we get to Christmas.
I do too. Yep.
Because people will find out around some great places to shop for Christmas gifts. So, and also, as we move on to our next subject, Porchology, we do have our winners, correct?
We do have the winners. A shout out to Peggy. She's not feeling well this morning. She was going to be here to announce them. So she sent them to me. I'm going to read them off here. So, they should be completed by this weekend. I think that was the date that they were going to do the, you know, ribbon cutting on these. But with the weather, I'm not sure if that's going to go on. But so Julie Keene at 911 West 6th Street. Richard and Sarah Wellington at 406 East 10th. Cynthia Smith at 1303 West 5th. And then James and Tammy James. I'm not sure if his name is James James. It might be a typo.
Like Jimmy James or something,
something like that.
Yeah.
And they're at 1820 South Walnut. And then we have a couple new categories that, so the most improved porch, I think Peggy threw this contest in a few weeks back.
Mm-hmm.
So it's Kevin and Casey Hoggett. And second place was Haley and Mike O'Connor. And then we have the best porch category that came in, Deb and Scott Maples, and Barb Nelson over on Fifth Street.
Very nice. So lots of winners there for Porchology. That turned out to be pretty popular and pretty successful.
It did. I know that Peggy's, they've put a lot of work in these four porches that got the makeover. So I haven't been around and seen a few of them, so plan on doing that here after this weekend.
This weekend's gonna be really nice. Tomorrow's gonna be in the 50s, and I think Saturday in the 60s. So hey, if it's that way on Saturday, that'd probably be a good day to get out and check out those porches.
We're behind on our Halloween decorations, so
right.
I've got a feeling on Saturday we'll be throwing a few things out in the yard, especially with the rain letting up. So
and finally letting up for Halloween so the kids can get out, so that's a good thing as well. Everybody loves the rain for the spookiness. It's like, yeah, but it's not fun to be in your Halloween outfits and getting drenched.
And when it's cold and rainy, that's a whole different category.
Yeah, if it's just cold, that's not bad, because that kind of adds to the atmosphere.
Right.
I think cold adds better to the atmosphere than hot does for whatever reason.
I think the fog stays closer to the ground when it's cold. So
that gives the spookiness with it.
Yeah.
Also, coming up, you guys, you're working very hard on this and starting to hammer out some plans for Christmas on the Plaza.
Absolutely. We've got a group of ladies that have been putting a lot of time in on this. start, you know, Darla Thornburg with the Brown Mansion Candlelight Tours. We were really close to having the online sales ready to go. So we hope to have that available starting like the 1st of November. And this year, you know, we're doing things different because of COVID and everything, mm-hmm. that you'll be able to go online and reserve your tickets for a certain time. So we're only allowing like 50 tickets per hour in, so we have enough room to social distance, get everybody in there, and then be able to let them leave like 10 minutes before the next group comes in so we can wipe down everything.
Right.
Just trying to be as cautious as possible because we do want to have the event.
Right.
And to do that, I think we need to make people feel comfortable that they can come in. So masks will be required inside the mansion. And so you will be able to go in to like the chamber somewhere and get the tickets in person, but you know, be checking out the online once
All right.
you have it up and running.
Because that way online, you'll be assured of a ticket and not have to worry about going up there and, oh, we're out of tickets, you know. So.
Absolutely. So once we hit that 50 for that hour, then it's closed out and then we move on to the other time. So, you know, if you've got a large family and you all want to go at one time, get on there, buy all 50 tickets for that hour, and have the mansion all to yourself. So
that'd
be a way to go.
All right. And like you're saying, on all that online tickets, so but that's still a work in progress,
yeah,
correct?
A work in progress, yes. So we'll be announcing that soon. And we'll have links to where you go to get the tickets and everything once everything's set.
All right. And then, of course, the Union Pacific Park looks like says approval. So
we did. We got approval on it. I was going to bring you a picture of the gateway that was approved to go over there, but we have turned that over to Jeff Graham Construction. They're the ones that will be doing, you know, they'll be the GM on this. So
right.
We'll get all that together, get the quotes, and be able to get started on it fairly soon.
All right. So it's approved now, and we are about getting ready to go to get that, start getting that put together. And what's the estimated time that maybe that would be opening?
So we're looking at a ribbon cutting next July.
Okay.
So, you know, what, 6-8 months mm-hmm. from now. So hopefully we'll have everything done.
It's not too long at all. So,
right. We're out there looking for features for it, and, we'll just see how it turns out.
It's going to be a nice little addition there to downtown for sure. So it's going going to look fantastic. And again, of course, definitely want to thank everybody that was involved in that and getting that up. So again,
have any ideas for murals on the buildings in the mm-hmm. alley or anything, you know, let us know. We're open to ideas, and anybody can chime in there. So the other thing I wanted to mention was that Coffeyville, you know, the Christmas on the Plaza. Mm-hmm. Right now we're, you know, really recruiting vendors for downtown. So we're only taking a limited number depending on the space that we have. I think we've already got 7 who have committed to sign up. So if you are a vendor with, you know, homemade and unique goods, or, you know, craftsmen, artisans, you know, we'd like to have you downtown. We want to get as many down there in the, you know, couple block area, so we can get shoppers in there if they want to go to the Brown Mansion tour and they have time before their time slot or after, come downtown. Restaurants downtown, we're working with them to have certain days that they have certain specials and things. So there's a lot to come to be announced on those.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun. Get plenty down there. And then, of course, you know, you're going to have, I think you're working on getting music groups there. So you can have some nice Christmas music while you're down there. And hopefully have a cup of hot cocoa with you while you're drinking that.
Yep.
And hopefully it'll be a little cool. Not like it was this past week, but a little cool like it is right now. So.
Right, yeah.
Which is kind of bearable, you know, without the rain.
Yeah. So if you're an entertainer, you know, want to sing, or if you got a group or just something that you think would be a unique event to highlight on one of these nights, you know, let us know, because we're open and open for suggestions.
And if you do have any questions for Denise about that or anything else, how can they get a hold of you?
Okay, so we've got a flyer out there for the vendors with my email address and my phone number. So 252-5861 if you're interested. You can go to I Love Coffeyville. We've got our Facebook page, so a lot of ways.
Absolutely. Yep. So be sure to again give her a call or go to the Facebook page, Coffeyville Christmas on the Plaza. So lots of great things there for you. We'll also get some information put up on here on the radio station as a community calendar and get that information out for everybody as well. So
we'll have posters around town. I'm supposed to go pick those up today. So I've got a whole list of things I haven't done this week that I hope to catch up with today.
Try to get all those caught up. Believe me, I know how that is. All right. Well, Denise, again, lots of great information. We appreciate you coming in today, and we will see you guys again next week.
Thank you, Kyle. We appreciate it.
All right. No problem at all. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we're going to start open line. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Here's Dakota Livesay with Chronicles of the Old West.